Tango Tango Papa 1720, March 21st, 2013.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you this evening from Fridley, Minnesota. Where do you think that's at? I'll tell you. It's suburban Minneapolis, Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And so the load that I have was supposed to deliver. It had a 7 p.m. Delivery appointment time. And so I got here, I don't know, probably about upwards of 6 o'clock. It was pushing 6 o'clock. And the guy says, at first he tried to get me to drop the trailer, which that would have been great. But then he kind of snuck in there, I don't have any empty trailers. I can't just drop the trailer and leave. I have to have a trailer to pick the next load up with. So I told him, I'm going to have to wait on it then. And it may be a long time before we get to it. I have to wait. I have to have a trailer. So I'm kind of parked out here on the street. And he told me, if I don't come get you before 5 a.m., come back in here and remind us or something, But I've got a load. The next load, they've already sent a pre-planned load. It's supposed to pick up at 11 a.m. Tomorrow. Tomorrow being Friday. And so we'll see how that goes. The load that I picked up, that I have right now, I picked it up in southern Wisconsin, Jefferson, Wisconsin. And it was 7 degrees overnight there, where I spent the night at there at Jefferson, Wisconsin. So it was kind of chilly. And it's kind of chilly all day. Even though the sun was out and it was really beating down, clear skies, really lots of greenhouse effect with the sun kind of coming through the truck windows. I think the temperature wise, it barely struggled into the 20s, if that. So pretty cold air mass, I guess. So, but it, I don't know. It's clear here now at home that they've got all kinds of precipitation and they're threatened with winter storm watches and so on and so forth. It doesn't look like it's going to freeze, or it might freeze and then warm back up in the day. So I'm supposed to be home by the end of the month for time off. So hopefully by then it'll all be over with and the weather will be nicer. All these people are complaining about, when was it? A day or two ago, it was the first day of, the calendar says it's the first day of spring. And all these people are complaining that, it's still winter weather. Hey, that's the way it goes. That's just an arbitrary day that people, that however it got on the calendar, it's just kind of an arbitrary date. And that doesn't mean that the weather's going to cooperate. Just because the calendar, a man-made calendar says that this is the official day that spring starts. It doesn't work quite that way. You can have either an early spring or you can have an extended winter, take your pick, and it's going to happen. Eventually it all happens. So anyway, I wanted to go ahead and record a podcast. I have mentioned it before. I've been listening to an audiobook version of the Bible. It's a King James version that I got from audible.com. And so I've been kind of, you know, at first I've had it for a while now, and I listened, you know, I've been kind of listening to it here and there. And so lately, since I'm still kind of avoiding any kind of news or most podcasts, I started listening to it again. And at this point, I'm really wishing that I would have been listening to it all along. I'm really enjoying it. You know, I guess it's probably true for me, and I think a lot of people. You're told over and over that you should read the Bible, you know, and they kind of pound it, you know, pound you with it like it's something, you know, brush your teeth or something like that. Or you should do this. And like it's some sort of a drudgery or a duty to do it. And, you know, a lot of people will sit down and they start reading, you know, verses, or, you know, and I'm sure we've all done that, you know, kind of thumb through there and read this verse and read that verse. And, you know, that you run into the, you know, the old King's English, the Old English, and it's kind of, it can be difficult to understand and make the stories difficult to follow. Well, it's been very interesting listening to this, you know, the audiobook version of it. And now I've, you know, the past couple, 3 days, I've really been kind of listening to it and really enjoying it. I don't know if I'm just getting to the point where I understand the King's English better. You know, thee and thou and all of that. But it's, I don't know, I'm really, really enjoying it. And once I've, you know, I've probably got, I don't know, probably another 8 hours worth of it to go. You know, this thing's very, very long. It's both the Old and New Testaments. And so I'm going to start over. Because it's just packed with so much, and so much of it's surprising. And one of the things that it makes it very clear. You know, we as human beings, we have a tendency to, you know, kind of argue over what morality is. You know, what is morality? Well, the Bible, if you really would read it or listen to it, as in my case, you would understand, because it makes it very clear that we don't set moral rules. As human beings, we don't set the rules. And for us to think that we set the rules, or somehow we twist it in our heads that we set the rules, we're living in a delusion. And the rules are the rules, and you can be ignorant of the rules. Doesn't matter if you're, you know, that's not an excuse. You know, I posted this article. Ian had sent me this article, a link to this article about out of wedlock births and what have you, and here in the United States, and, you know, how things are kind of going in the wrong direction. And so I posted that to my, I didn't know I was going to talk about this, but let me bring it up. Posted it to my Facebook page. Let me see if I can, I've got things charging, and this poor inverter is protesting a little bit, so it should shut up here in a second. Let's see. Where is that at? See if we can get that. Okay, so what I wrote, America is in decline because individual American morals are in the sewer, causing mass suggestibility and delusion. There is no political solution for moral decay. No political party or doctrine can reverse it. You know, I'm talking about a political doctrine. So, you know, somebody, one of the people replied to, you know, made a comment on my post, and he says, is having children before marriage necessarily immoral? Who says? Who decides these things? And so I simply put the response, I put, read your Bible. As mankind, we don't set the rules of morality, but suffer the unavoidable consequences of violating them. You know, and then this guy wrote back, the Bible also forbids the eating of shellfish. Just saying, you don't get to pick and choose which parts you like. Well, poop-dee-doo. And so I wrote back, feel free to play games with the letter and ignore the spirit at your own peril. We do not set the moral rules. You know, people assume they know what's in the Bible. They assume that they know and don't have a clue. Because it actually makes it pretty clear. It's surprising what's in there. It really is surprising. And actually, despite what you might think, it's actually quite an interesting book. You know, it's full of interesting stories. Just really, really interesting stuff. So, you know, but the point I want to make, we do not set the rules. You know, we ignore the rules to our peril. And that's what's happening to our society. That's what's happening to the world. We ignore those rules at our peril. We don't set the rules. And me simply, you know, making this statement, America is in decline because individual American morals are in the sewer, causing mass suggestibility and delusion. I'm just making an observation. There is no political solution for moral decay. No political party or doctrine can reverse it. And I'm simply pointing that out. And so, you know, this guy challenges me and he says, you know, as if I'm making the rules. Or he's trying to get me to agree that there really is no moral standard. It's all okay. But the Bible, oh, that silly book, it says that we can't eat shellfish. So we just have to reject all of it. Sorry. It doesn't work that way. And it's not just the Bible. The Bible bears witness. If you'll actually listen to it, and I'll just use some of the Bible language. If you have ears to hear and eyes to see and so on and so forth, and you're able to understand it and kind of get the meaning, it bears witness to something that's already within your soul. And if it doesn't, too bad for you. But it bears witness to something that's already in your soul. And I really do believe, and I know, that we as human beings, we have this thing called conscience. And we spend our lives trying, you know, at least a portion of our lives, some people spend all of their lives trying to run away from that conscience. And oh, it's something that we just made up as we make up the rules as we go along. And human beings just made up the rules, you know, these rules of morality. And you can't talk about them because you're hurting my feelings. You know, it's hate speech is the mentality. Sorry, you can do that all you want. You can, you know, stick your fingers in your ears like a little kid. Nah, 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 I can't hear you, I can't hear you, I can't hear you. It's not going to make any difference. We will still, as a society, we will still and are in the process of suffering the consequences. And there is no political solution. There really isn't. There's not a political solution for moral decay. So, you know, if you live, you know, you're ignorant of the, you know, what morality is and so on and so forth, and you find your I'm okay, you're okay friends to really tell you that, you know, right is wrong and wrong is right, and help bolster up your the wedge that you've set between yourself and your conscience. You do that at your own peril, and you're going to suffer the consequences, whether you like it or not. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just telling you what, you know, I'm just here to tell you what's what. And it's up to you to either hear it or not. And if you don't, you don't. You know, so don't try to argue with me. So, anyway, I mentioned it every once in a while. I play this Words of Friends game. Words with Friends, and I've been probably playing it, I don't know, at least a couple of years now, pretty intensely. At any given point, I've got probably 16, sometimes 18, maybe. I don't really count them, but the maximum number of games that you can start, usually I've got going on, you know, in Words with Friends. And, you know, so I'm kind of play it mostly on my phone, but I've got it loaded on other devices too, but it's mostly on the phone because that's the most, the most convenient usually. But, I never really did try to read the rules, you know, kind of going back to rules. Never really did read the rules. I just kind of played it and sort of figured out, you know, how to make it go. But I noticed, you know, that sometimes there, you know, like there would be, I made the assumption, and I think a lot of people that are playing that game make the assumption that everybody's playing with the same set of letters. You know, that you get the letters and that the letters are identical. But every once in a while, I would notice that someone else would play, especially towards the end of a game, when you're sort of running out of letters and the board starts to get filled, that the opponents would be playing with letters that I didn't have. And I thought, well, this must be some sort of a defect in the game. And so, you know, I did some more further checking, and I found out that opponents have completely different set of letters. And so I actually kind of did a little digging this evening, and I read, actually found, you know, a place where they had the rules kind of written out, you know, because the Words with Friends people, the Zynga people, they don't really have the rules stated. And, you know, they got a little help thing or whatever, and it doesn't really come up right, or I couldn't get it to come up right. But I was able to find an article where they talked about the rules for Scrabble, which Words with Friends is based on. You know, so if you actually physically play the Scrabble game, you get a bag and you have all these, you know, like so many tiles with letters on them. And so I guess you kind of mix them up, and then each person pulls out, I think, like 7 tiles. Just kind of reaches in the bag and pulls out 7 tiles, you know, and so one person has 7 tiles and their own 7 tiles, and the other person has their own 7 tiles, and obviously they're all different, you know, they can different letters, they're all kind of different. You might have a couple here and there that are matched, but it just sort of depends on, kind of at random, you know, what they pull out of the bag and what you pull out of the bag. And so, you know, and then the tiles, once you've put the tiles on there and you've played them, they're there. They become part of the board. Then everybody can see it. So that's, you know, like a physical game of Scrabble. Well, then Scrabble was, you know, the electronic version of Scrabble, they kind of replicated that so that each person starts out with their own separate 7 set of letters, and they've all got their own separate letters. You know, now they may be from a large pool of letters, maybe like 100 letters or whatever. I'd have to go back and read that. But each person has their own separate set of letters. And so that, you know, and then the Words with Friends is sort of really based on Scrabble. They made some changes. It's very Scrabble-like, and so it's, you know, you're starting out with your own set of letters, and they don't really make that clear. And so I think I assumed, and I've been playing this stupid thing for 2 years, I assumed that, you know, it must have been some bug in the game. Sometimes it would show up towards the end. You know, the other people would have letters that I didn't have. And it, as it turns out, they did. And that's a feature of the game. So I wrote an article this evening, and I published it on Geek News Central about that. You know, that, you know, do you play Words with Friends? Because it's enormously popular. You know, as well as Scrabble. And do you really know the rules? Or are you making that the same assumption that I did? Because it kind of changes the strategy a little bit. You know, because you don't want to end up, you know, one of the things, you don't want to end up with letters that you can't put somewhere. You know, and you may end up doing that, you know, if you're not careful. You know, because if you assume that the other person's going to be able to play it, then you don't really want to make that assumption. You know, if it's some kind of an odd letter like a Q or something, you might want to go ahead and play it when you have the opportunity. So, so it's, you know, it just kind of changes things a bit. But you know, but you got to be, you know, got to be aware of the rules. You know, and in this case, it's just a game, and. You know, people sort of make assumptions. And, you know, from a moral standpoint, I think people assume, you know, there are plenty of people assume that human beings just make up their own rules of morality. And we don't. I'm sorry. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you look at, if you really objectively look at history and you look at the history of civilizations, you will see that if you're really looking at all the objective evidence, you'll see that when people start, you know, just use the Bible's own words, you know, making graven images and molten images. And by the way, I'm going to talk about that in a minute, what the difference is. Graven images and start worshiping, you know, strange gods and so on and so forth. You know, that's where, you know, they get into trouble. Because that's, you know, God is not going to put up with that. So, whether you like it or not, I don't care. Really doesn't matter. Because, the truth is the truth. And what ends up causing civilizations to decline is pretty clear. And, but if you start playing with these images and you start, you get your priorities out of whack, you end up being given over to your delusions. And, you know, if you get too many people that are delusional, watch out. Because a society will collapse. You know, and you have significant... really significant problems. So, someone sent me a link to the thing about graven images versus molten images, and so I've done some more research, and this paragraph I'm going to read sort of explains what the difference is, but it's. You know, I don't know if I... It's super clear, but I'll go ahead and read it anyway. The signification of a graven image is that which is not from the Lord, but from what is man's own. That's not written very well. The signification of a graven image is that which is not from the Lord, but from what is man's own. So in other words, a graven image does not come from God, but it's from your own, you know, like out of your own intellect. So I'll go ahead and read this. This is poorly written. That which is man's own of his intellect is signified by a graven image, and that which is man's own of his will is signified by a molten image. To have either one, either the one or the other for a god, or to adore it, is to love above all things that which proceeds from self. They who do this entirely disbelieve that anything of intelligence and wisdom flows from the divine, for they attribute all things to themselves. Everything else that happens to them they ascribe to either fortune or to chance. They totally deny the divine providence in such things. They suppose that if there is anything of deity present, it is on the order of nature, to which they ascribe all things. They do indeed say with their lips that some creator God has impressed such things upon nature, but still in their heart they deny any God above nature. Much are they who from the heart attribute everything to themselves and to their own sagacity and intelligence, and nothing to the divine. And those of them who love themselves adore what belongs to themselves, and also desire to be worshipped by others, even as gods, and would do so openly if the church did not forbid. These are the formers of graven images, and the graven images themselves are what they hatch from their own and wish to be adored as things divine. That is really tortured writing. That is not clear. Somebody, I don't know. That's really I don't know who wrote this, but that is really tortured writing. So, that doesn't really. I don't know if that. So, but the basic idea they're trying to get across is that intellect is a graven image. Will creates a molten image, and so that's kind of hard. That doesn't give me some examples too well, so I don't know. I do some more research, do a little more research and find out, because they do mention, they keep making those distinctions between, Pretty much every time they mention a graven image, they also mention molten image, and so I'll continue to research that and see if I can come up with some really good examples of it. Because they may give some examples here, but like I say, this writing is really quite tortured. So, anyway, so I think I'm going to go ahead and cut this off and go to bed and see if I can sleep, and then maybe the guy will come out here and tell me to come in, come inside and back into a door, and then they'll unload it. But, or maybe not. They sent a load that's supposed to pick up tomorrow, Friday, at 11 a.m., and I think I mentioned that before. And so hopefully I'll be able to get out of here and then, in time to go pick that load up. So we'll see how that goes. So anyhow, hope everyone is having a great week, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.